I have no relationships to disclose. First, before we get started, I want to set the tone and let you know what the National Sleep Foundation recommendations are for hours of sleep. For the groups that we're going to be, that I'm going to be talking about, and most of the group will be, the panel will be discussing, are adolescents and adults. And for adolescents between the ages of 10 to 17, the recommendation is from 8.5 hours of sleep to 9.25 hours of sleep, and for adults between 7 and 9 hours of sleep. Sleep insufficiency is a major public health issue among adolescents. About 60% of high school students report that they do not get enough sleep, do not get 8 hours of sleep on any given school night. And approximately 47 million adults do not get enough sleep. The problem has increased between 1998 and 2009. We can see that the percentage of people reporting that they had less than 6 hours of sleep, these are adults, increased from 12% in 1998 to 20% in 2009. And in terms of getting more than 8 hours of sleep, it decreased from 35% to 28%. If you look at this map, this is a map based upon data from the Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System at CDC, which is a state-based random digit dial survey that's done each year by the states. And the data are aggregated at CDC to represent a national data set. But if you look at this map, you'll see that a larger percentage of adults who report that they do not get a sufficient amount of sleep mostly are concentrated in the southeast or the southern part of the U.S., but it's a problem U.S.-wide. Sleep insufficiency is most prevalent among adolescents, younger adults, women, those who are married with children, minorities, lower incomes, those who are less educated, and unemployed and shift workers and truck drivers. The hours of sleep, as reported by adolescents, women or the female students seem to report that a larger percentage seem to report that they get less hours of sleep. So there's a gender difference in terms of the hours of sleep that are reported. And in terms of reporting more than 9 hours of sleep, seems like the male students get more sleep. The hours of sleep by among adolescents is also there's a racial ethnicity difference too, with black and Hispanic students, black and white students reporting a higher percentage of those getting less than 7 hours of sleep, with Hispanics reporting that a larger percentage of Hispanics reporting that they get more than 9 hours of sleep. We see the same kind of relationship among adults using BRFSS data. A larger percentage of women report that they get insufficient sleep, and a larger percentage of blacks reporting insufficient sleep. Now, why are we concerned? This has become a very important issue at CDC in terms of public health, because sleep, the public seems to not understand that sleep is really a necessity. Sleep helps you maintain a positive emotional outlook. It enhances your ability to remember things. So those students who stay up all night, you know, thinking that they're going to study for an exam all night and do well the next day may be mistaken. It helps you make better judgments and also think more creatively and overall improve mental functioning. Among adolescents, those who do not get enough sleep report daytime sleepiness, also report poor school performance, mood disturbances, drowsy driving. They are 1.8 times more likely to experience drowsy driving than those who get enough sleep, and also overall negative health behaviors. And Dr. McKnight is going to talk about that a little bit later. We find that the preliminary results from the YRBS show a strong correlation between insufficient sleep in high school students and their mental health indicators, substance abuse, obesity indicators, hours of use of computer at night, and sexual behaviors and violent behaviors. Among adults, we also see negative or adverse health outcomes among those who do not get sufficient sleep. Insufficient sleep is associated with diabetes, obesity, especially in terms of a short sleep duration, having a link to increased body weight, and also not just increased body weight, but there are studies that show that there's also, you know, increments of 5 kilograms of weight gain among those who, over a period of time, among those who do not get enough sleep. Insufficient sleep is also associated with cardiovascular diseases. Next slide. As you can see from this slide, the relative risk of coronary heart disease by sleep duration shows, has a U-shaped relationship, and those who get less than 5 hours of sleep have a higher relative risk, and those who get 9 hours or more. Insufficient sleep is also related to mental issues such as depression and frequent mental distress and anxiety. Depression and insufficient sleep are interrelated. Insufficient sleep may cause depression, or depression may be, insufficient sleep may be a cause of depression. And then lastly, insufficient sleep is associated not only with negative disease outcome, but also with the health risks that, or the risk behaviors that are associated with chronic diseases, including smoking, physical inactivity, and heavy drinking. Next slide. What most people don't understand is that insufficient sleep for more than 24 hours can lead to cognitive impairment, which could be equal to a blood alcohol level of 0.1, which is over the legal limit. And this, to some extent, I think contributed to some of the states requiring or having laws that prohibit excessive driving while they are drowsy. So just to give you an idea of what we are doing at CDC in terms of sleep activities, one of the things that we've done is that we've added, over the last 2 to 3 years, we've added sleep questions to the behavior risk factor surveillance system. We added one question to the core, and this is the second year we've had a sleep module on the on BRFSS. Also, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey also has a sleep question on the survey. We've partnered with the National Sleep Foundation and participated with the National Sleep Foundation to sponsor the National Sleep Awareness Roundtable, mainly to increase the awareness of the importance of sleep in the public. And we've done several MMWRs related to sleep. Each November, we do a notice to the reader on drowsy driving during the month of November. We're investigating the predictors of insufficient sleep. and working with partners to develop guidance on early school time and its impact on insufficient sleep. And Dr. Samad is going to talk about that. So if you need additional information about what we are doing or about sleep in general, you can visit our website at www.cdc.gov/sleep. The last slide, just a list of the sleep team members in the Division of Adult and Community Health. And the last slide, just want to remind you that sleep is a necessity and not a luxury. Okay, Dr. Chapman.